I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday evening the 17th, the Indianapolis Early Music Festival presents Harmonious Blacksmith with guest artist Allison Edberg in a concert performance called Zimmerman's Coffee House at the Bazile Opera Center, 40th and Pennsylvania in Indianapolis. Our guest is Allison Edberg, who's the concertmaster of the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra. Allison, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, music of Bach, Telemann, and others, how can one go wrong? But what about this thing, Zimmerman's Coffee House? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, back in Telemann and Bach's day, there were no venues, buildings specifically built for public concerts. That didn't come until the Leipzig Gewandhaus, which happened in the late 1700s. So they would look for places to play secular music. Of course, the churches were available for their sacred compositions, but they would play their secular stuff in places like coffee houses and get together. Telemann started a collegium of like 40 musicians, professional and amateurs, and they'd get together and play through scores and listen to each other's music and play for fun in places like Zimmerman's Coffee House. Playing music that Telemann and Bach might have been exposed to, like the two concerti of Vivaldi that we're starting with, and then some of the music that probably they played there, but we don't know for sure what was played.
Allison, can you tell us a little bit about the group you're playing with, Harmonious Blacksmith?
I can. I can tell you that that they've gotten rave reviews here, there, and everywhere. It's a young group known for their energy. I have heard fabulous things about them. A lot of them are based in the D.C. area. Joe Gosho plays harpsichord, and he teaches at George Washington University. And Elizabeth Field is a violinist. She also is an adjunct professor at George Washington University. And Justin Godoy is their recorder player, and then they have sort of a, you know, large roster of people that play with them. So it's a pretty big group coming, and I'm just going to join in and get to know all of them. I'm going to spend a week with them in Baltimore before our concert. We'll be performing out there as well.
Tell us a little bit about how you got together with this group.
Well, Mark Sudeck, who's the director of the Festival Music Society, got us together, and I have heard about these guys for a long time, about what fun they are to play with and how wonderful they are from various friends. And all of us have played in some of the same groups here, there, and everywhere, but I actually haven't played with these guys before, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So a chance for the Indianapolis audience to see something new and something old at the same time.
That's right. I would be the old. In every sense of the word. That's right.
We've been talking with Allison Edberg, concertmaster of the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, and she'll be the guest artist with the ensemble Harmonious Blacksmith, music of Bach, Telemann, and others, in a program named after a place where musicians got together in the Baroque period, Zimmerman's Coffee House. It takes place Friday evening the 17th in the Bazile Opera Center, and that's 7:30, Words on Music at 7. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.